Hello there, it's Zach. Come with me down Gilead Lane.
This is a very important weekend.
Caleb!
Oh, it's good to see you.
It's important that she understand who we are.
Your family doesn't like each other?
And what the Richters are all about.
Are you ready to do this?
Oh yes, let's go.
This should be interesting.
Carrie, oh, it's good to see you.
It seems like so long.
It has been. It's been too long. I'm glad you're here.
Are you? Really?
Okay, honestly, yes, I'm glad you're here. I've missed you. Come on, the car is over here.
Are you still worried?
Worried? Oh no, that doesn't fix anything. But I'm wondering. I don't know how this will turn out.
Caleb, we've been dating for almost a year now, and I haven't met any of your family.
Well,
I've talked to one or two of them on the phone. That's it. If we're going to keep dating, this is a good thing. We need to do this.
Oh, well, we're going to keep dating. I have no intentions of letting you go. I know how important meeting my family is to you, and that makes it important to us.
Okay.
This is a need that you have, and I understand that. That's why I'm doing this.
Thanks.
So, are you hungry? I told Mom I'd take you to the Sunset Grill for lunch. Gives her a little more time to obsess over whether the house is clean enough.
Yeah, I'd like some lunch. That'd be great. And you know she doesn't have to worry about me.
I know that. She doesn't. It's okay. It gives me a little more time to talk with you alone anyway. So, tell me about your job. Did that guy quit bugging you?
Yeah, he did. I told him that my boyfriend was huge, that he wasn't happy at all.
Oh, really? Well, did it work?
He hasn't asked me out since.
Oh, good. Well, that's good. You know, no matter how many times you say it, I still like hearing you call me your boyfriend.
Well, come on then, boyfriend. Let's go get some lunch.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got this. I can work on that tomorrow, and, oh, yeah. Gotta take this. Got it. Oh, and that means I'm gonna need this, too. Okay.
Mr. Richter? Janet Gray is here.
Janet? Okay. Let her know that I only have a few minutes, and I'll have to work as we speak.
Yes, sir.
Tom?
Hi, Janet. How are you? How have things been?
Great, Tom. Just readjusting to the new ownership of the paper, that's all. You?
Oh, yeah. Same old. Not a lot new, really. Oh, is that really the time? Janet, if you don't mind, I have a few things that I need to grab while we talk. How can I help you?
Well, I did have a few questions, but now that I'm here, I think I have even more. Packing? Long trip, maybe?
What? Oh, no. Caleb's bringing a girl home today. First time ever.
Hmm.
I'm sure you can imagine the stress level at our house at this point. Everything has to be just perfect, you know?
Oh, yes, I know. But what does that have to do with packing up papers?
Oh, I told Monica that I would do my work from home the next few days, and I have some notes and things that I need to be sure to take with me. It's not a big deal. But if I don't hurry, I am going to be late, and I don't want to do that. So what questions do you have, Janet?
Well, how's Richter Properties lately?
What? Oh, well, that's Monica's deal, not mine. I really don't have a lot to do with it.
Well, you must have some idea.
Oh, I do have a general idea of what's going on there. Something specific you need?
Well, did you know that a large majority of the holdings by Richter Properties are set to be taken over through eminent domain?
What?
Yeah, several of your big properties and rental units. Probably they'll be demolished.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Those properties are nowhere near Gilead Lane.
Oh, that's old news, Tom. They won't be building anything near Gilead Lane, not even the four-lane highway. They flipped the campus.
Well, no, Janet, I hadn't known about that.
Oh, I'm sorry I was the bearer of bad news. My other question was, why did Richter Properties give these people such elaborate gifts for Christmas this past year?
What? What's this?
Here, see for yourself.
I don't know, Janet. I can't answer these questions for you.
Oh, you can keep the papers, Tom. I have copies back at my office.
Thanks. You know, Janet, I need to wrap this up or I'll be late.
Well, we can't have that. You know, if you suddenly remember anything, Tom, you can call me anytime.
Yes, and thank you, Janet. Goodbye now.
Goodbye, Tom.
Oh, Monica, what's going on now?
Tiffany, there are several vases of flowers on the kitchen table. Please bring the one in the blue vase in here and set it on this table.
Flowers? Really? Isn't that a little...
What?
Over the top?
This is a very important weekend. First impressions can never be edited, Tiffany. Remember that.
Yes, Mother.
I hope you listened as well, Maya.
Yes, I did.
So what do you think she's going to be like? Pretty? Or one of his little Christian friends?
What does that mean? Christians can't be pretty?
Oh, of course I don't mean that, but you know what I mean.
No, I really don't.
That's enough. It's rude to speculate. What we know is that she's Caleb's girlfriend and that he's bringing her home to meet us. It's important that she understand who we are and what the Richters are all about. Understand?
Yes.
Good. We all must impress upon her how important it is to be a Richter and what that means.
Yes, Mom.
Okay, Mom. Got it.
Listen, Carrie, your family is great. You know I really like them.
Yeah, they like you too, Caleb.
Yeah, but my family, they aren't like yours at all.
Are they axe murderers? Do they own some land way out in the woods someplace?
Haha, very funny. Listen, I'm serious. Your family talks to each other and they do things together and they like each other.
Family doesn't like each other?
Well, I guess I shouldn't say it that way, really. That's a bad way to put it. But it's just... it's not always as easy as it is with your family.
Easy? You think it's easy? We're not perfect. I mean, we have our problems, just like anyone else.
Not like us.
Caleb, I know you're worried about this. Tell me why.
Well, what if you meet them and you don't get along? Then... do I lose you?
No, Caleb. I don't want that to happen. But how can we keep this relationship heading toward anything more serious if I haven't even met your family?
I understand. I really do. And as hard as it is, I'm trying to trust God in this.
It's hard to trust God?
Well, I don't want to lose you. The thought of that scares me a little, but... I need to trust God if this is right. God will show us.
And if it's not?
I don't even want to think about that. Talk about a broken heart.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart.
And lean not on your own understanding.
Acknowledge Him in all your ways.
And He will make your path straight. I know that, Carrie. I do. It's one of my favorite passages in the Bible. But sometimes it's scary to put into practice.
I understand, Caleb. I feel the same way.
Okay. Are you ready to do this?
Oh, yes. Let's go.
Oh, he's here.
Is everything ready? Tom, did you hang up your coat in the hall closet?
Yes, I did.
Good. Everyone stay here in the living room. We don't want to line up to stare at her like some kind of zoo exhibit.
Tiff, what's she look like?
Looks like she's got red hair.
Hello? Anyone home?
Caleb, we're in the living room, son.
Hi, everyone. Mom and Dad, this is Carrie. Carrie, this is my mom, Monica, and my dad, Tom.
Mrs. Richter, Mr. Richter, it's wonderful to meet you. Thank you for allowing me to intrude on your weekend. I've been looking forward to meeting you both for so long.
Thank you, Carrie. We've been looking forward to this, too.
Indeed, we've heard so much about you. It's nice to finally meet you.
Thank you so much. And let me guess, you're Tiffany?
Yes, I am. It's nice to meet you.
And you must be Maya. It's very nice to meet you, Maya.
Thank you. You too, Carrie.
Now, Carrie, why don't we show you around a little bit? This is the formal living room. We read and have our game nights in this room.
We do?
Of course, Caleb. And over here across the hall, this is the media room. I'm afraid it's a bit of a mess right now.
Oh, yeah, we're in the middle of converting everything to digital for Mom and Dad's 25th anniversary.
Your anniversary? Really? When's that?
Oh, it's coming up in a few weeks, and we thought we'd better get everything cleaned up and organized for the big event. Digital makes that so easy these days.
You mean like your home movies and things?
Yep.
I love home movies, and they're all out. Can we do that this weekend?
What would that be?
Watch some home movies. That'd be wonderful. I love watching home movies. My family does it at least a couple times a year.
Well, we don't really... Of course.
We can?
Yes. I think that would make for a wonderful weekend. In fact, we have a little time before dinner. Would you like to watch something now?
Oh, yeah. That'd be fantastic, Mrs. Richter. Wouldn't it, Caleb?
Oh, yeah. Sure, if that's what you want.
This should be interesting.
This is really nice. So comfy.
Yes, we wanted a good place where we could get together as a family and watch movies.
Let's see. I think I've got this old film projector going. It's been a long time since we've used it.
Woo!
Anyone for popcorn?
Popcorn? Are you serious?
Hey, yeah.
Sure, movies and popcorn. It works.
Okay, I'll have some.
Caleb, this is really nice.
Yeah, it is.
What's this movie, Tom?
I don't know. I just grabbed the first reel on top. I wanted to see if it worked. Maya, would you get the lights?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, it's our wedding.
Oh, what a beautiful day.
Yes, it was. I remember it like it was yesterday. The sun was shining all day long, and at one point, when Monica was walking down the aisle, the sunlight caught her hair, and she looked like an angel.
That's beautiful, Mr. Richter.
Yeah, Dad, that's really nice.
She was the most beautiful woman on the earth, and I knew I was the luckiest man who ever lived.
Tom, I don't know what to say.
Mrs. Richter, is that your father sitting there in the front?
Father? Oh, no, that's not my father. Unfortunately, circumstances prevented my father from being at my wedding, but oh, he would have loved it. He was such a loving, generous man.
So I have a date with Steve tomorrow night, and I don't know what to wear.
Just try.
Get off me, you two. Go play somewhere else.
Has anyone seen that?
Get out of here! Out of my way, you kids! Get!
Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, sure.
Ed, where do you think you're going? I have kids all over here, and I need money for groceries.
Yep. That's all I hear from you. Look, I'm sick of it. And you kids eat too much. Yeah, take it. It's all I've got. Look, I'm done with you. You find your own way to get your own money.
It wouldn't be all you had if you hadn't blown it at the track.
And that's why I'm gone. You won't have to worry about me anymore, baby. You can do it yourself. All of it. Honestly, that woman thinks she knows everything. All right, kid. I know you're there. You're always there. Now, come on out. Monica Ferris. Why do you insist on hiding in the bushes?
It's not the bushes, Dad. There's a spot back there between the bushes and the house. No one notices. It's quiet.
Oh, yeah, I know. Listen, kid, I'm going away for a little while. I might not see you or your brothers or your sisters again for a long time.
Why?
Well, that's grown-up stuff. You wouldn't understand, but listen, of all those kids in there, you have got a head on your shoulders now. I want you to keep it there. Don't lose your mind over anyone. Always stay in control. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Say it.
Always stay in control.
Yeah, you remember that when things turn sour, and you'll be good. Mm-hmm. You always stay in control.
Yes, sir.
And that's my cue. Look, I'm out of here. I'll see you later, Monica.
Bye, Daddy.
You remember what I said, Monica? You always stay in control.
Always stay in control. Always stay in control. Always stay in control. Always stay in control.
Always stay in control. Always stay in control.
Mrs. Richter?
What? Oh, yes, Carrie, I'm sorry. My mind wandered for just a moment. What did you say?
Nothing. I just wanted to see if you're all right.
Who, me? Of course. Just a small trip down memory lane. That's all.
Oh, my. Oh. Really, Dad? I can't believe you tripped coming out the door in front of all those people.
But I didn't fall. That's important.
Well, I guess so, but still.
It was the most important day of my life. I had no idea even then how huge it was.
Would you change anything?
Not a thing.
So how did you know that Mom was the one?
Oh, I knew the first time I saw her.
You did? Really?
Okay, well, maybe not the first time I saw her, but I knew then that she was the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen, and I wanted to know more.
Mr. Richter, how did you and Mrs. Richter meet?
Oh, that is a great story. You see, I was at this...
Oh, let me tell the story, Tom. You know how I do love to go on about how we met.
Really?
Of course. Meeting the man I would marry and spend my life with, it was wonderful.
It was?
Oh, yes. The social event of the year. Do you remember, Tom? Everyone who was anyone was there. There was wonderful music and dancing.
Miss? Oh, miss.
Yes? How can I help you, sir?
I think I'm missing the soda I ordered.
You're right. I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
I was supposed to bring that out first.
Oh, hey, you know, don't worry about it. It's all right.
I'll go get it right now.
Okay.
Hey, she's kind of cute, Richter.
Yeah, she is. Seems nice.
Forgetful, not bright.
Aw, hey, I wouldn't say that. She looks smart.
You gonna ask her out?
I might. Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on how long it takes for her to get my soda.
And I remember the gorgeous gowns and the food. Oh, that was so wonderful. Catered gourmet meal. I wouldn't have missed it for the world. It was beautiful, truly beautiful.
Yes, you were. The most beautiful girl in the place, in fact.
Oh, Tom.
I wouldn't change a thing. Not one thing.
That's really sweet. Wonderful story. So are those your parents there, Mr. Richter? The ones in the front row there.
What? Them? Oh, no. He worked for me for a long time, and that's his wife. My parents...
My in-laws were incredibly generous, gracious people. It's a shame they aren't with us any longer. They so would have loved to see the kids all grown up. They were so supportive of our marriage and our family.
I forbid it. That woman, this waitress, it's beneath you, boy, and I won't have it.
Monica is a hard worker, Dad. You should appreciate that. She's so smart. She really is. She's got a lot of sense. She deserves more.
She doesn't deserve you. You're a Richter. You forget yourself, dallying with people from the other side of the tracks. I won't have it. I've worked hard to get here. I don't do charity work. I earned it. I keep it. It's charity. She's underprivileged. If you feel like you must, you give her a dollar for her dinner. Not a date.
Dad!
Thomas, you can't speak to your father that way.
He can't talk about Monica that way. Charity!
That's exactly what she is, boy. That Ferris girl, she's nothing but... Well, her name says it all. She's a Ferris wheel. You go to the carnival and go around a few times, but you don't build a carnival in your backyard. You find a nice girl to settle down with.
Monica is a nice girl, Dad. Mother, help me here.
That's a good idea. Bring your mother into it. So tell your son, Victoria, what do you think?
Mother?
Thomas, your father is right. However badly he's put it, this girl, she's below you.
I can't believe this. I'm leaving.
Thomas? Tom!
That tears it.
What are you doing?
I'm going out to fix this mess.
Oh, and my father-in-law, what a wonderful, generous man. He and I were great friends.
Hey, Monica, someone just sat down at table 6.
Thanks, Sheila.
He might be a good tipper. Real money bags from the look of him.
Oh! No. I think I know who that is. And if I'm right, I doubt he's going to be a good tipper. Hello, Mr. Richter.
Hello, Miss Ferris. How are you this evening?
Fine, sir. How may I help you?
Do you have a few minutes to talk?
Yes. Sheila can cover for me for a few minutes.
Good. Sit down. I'm sure you know why I'm here, young lady. I'm not very pleased with you seeing my son.
Yes, sir.
What do you want? Money? Is that what you're after my boy for?
I'm not after your boy, sir. I'm really not. I didn't have a clue who he was when he came in here.
You think I believe that? You women, you're all the same. You're after one thing.
Well, that's a spin on things.
It's true. I'm here to settle it. You want money?
Who doesn't?
So you do want money.
Mr. Richter, I grew up with nothing. Not a thing. I'd be silly to not want money. But that isn't why I'm with Tom.
Mm-hmm. True love, is it?
I didn't say that either. But I like him. I really do. And he treats me nicely. I could love him. He loves me. And I would like to treat him nicely, since he's done that for me. I don't know what's going to happen, but I don't want to mess this up.
Uh-huh. You know, Tom was right. You are smart. You're smarter than I think I gave you credit for. You might be exactly what my boy needs. Exactly. You're shrewd, Monica. Very shrewd.
Thank you.
You might make a decent Richter after all. What are your plans for the future?
To get out of here and make something of myself.
Be rich?
What's money? Everybody needs it. Everybody wants it. Yeah, I'd like money. But I want to be in control.
Of what?
Whatever I can. The most important thing in life is staying in control. Everything comes together after that.
Oh, yes. I think you might work out. Let's talk about a deal. A partnership, maybe. What do you think about that?
What do you have in mind?
And here's where he says, "And now I pronounce you man and wife."
And the big kiss. So romantic.
Oh, that was just beautiful.
Yes, it was.
What time is it?
7:30.
What? It can't be that late. Really? Oh, dear, we've missed dinner.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Richter. This has been so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie and I could go pick up some pizza.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza? For her first meal with us? Oh, no. We can't do that.
Come on, Mom. Please.
Monica, it might not be too bad. We could keep watching some movies. Carrie's right. This has been nice.
Really? You think it would be all right?
Yeah, I do.
We could get Wind River pizza. Wind River has the best pizza.
That sounds really good. I think I'd like that.
Oh, all right. Let's get pizza. But tomorrow we'll do a real dinner, okay?
Okay, it's a deal.
Look at you, Caleb! Do you
remember that stuffed frog, Caleb? You took that thing everywhere with you.
Oh, no, I don't.
You couldn't be parted. Bath, outside, bed. You had it with you all the time.
That's funny.
And you called it Poogie.
Poogie?
Well, you couldn't say frog, and that was about as close as you could get.
So, you don't still have Poogie?
You know, Monica might have that tucked away somewhere. Where is Monica?
I think I heard the phone ringing a few minutes ago. Mm. She may be in the office.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Janet Gray is getting close, Mrs. Richter. Too close. She's found several contacts and connections that she shouldn't have been able to find.
All right, well, what's the next step?
The next step? I get as far from you as I can.
What? What do you mean?
I mean that your partnership with Peace of Heaven and Saturnine Investments is at an end. You won't be contacting us anymore, ever. Do you understand?
No, quite frankly, I don't. We had a deal. You haven't lived up to your end of the bargain. I was supposed to be mayor.
And you couldn't pull it off even when you weren't running against anyone. That's not a failing on my part.
And you were supposed to build this expressway on Gilead Lane.
I can't control nature, Mrs. Richter. As much as I'd like to. Water tables and wetlands have little to do with what I'm working on here.
Regardless, now that I'll be putting my own buildings on the chopping block for your venture, some compensation is required.
You've already been compensated. Very nicely, as I recall.
Odd. I don't recall that. I recall you having other plans for that money. Plans that were, on your orders, put into play. You had a purpose for that money. It was fulfilled.
Oh, no, Mrs. Richter. You're recalling incorrectly. I donated to your campaign. What you did with the funds, that's your issue, not mine.
Mr. Satter, if Janet Gray has found...
I know. It's not looking good, is it? But it's all for the greater good. I know they'll do what needs to be done. We've discussed this before.
Mr. Satter, you can't. If you cut me off...
And now I think you're getting the picture, Mrs. Richter.
I'm finished! Ruined!
Choices you made, Mrs. Richter. You're reaping the rewards now.
Rewards?
When you play with fire, sometimes you get burned. I mean it, Monica. Do not get in touch with me or my office again, period. No matter what happens. And if you even begin to think about telling anyone what you know, you will get burned. Trust me on that. You never know who might find out some of the things that we know about you, Mrs. Richter. You wouldn't want some of these things coming to light, would you?
But...
There are no buts. Have a nice day, Mrs. Richter.
This can't be. It can't be. What I've done... It's illegal. Everything I've worked for, everything... Always stay in control. Always stay in control. Always stay in control.
Hey,
always
Monica. Caleb's dropping Carrie off at the bed and breakfast. She said she'd see us in the morning. Do you remember Poogie? Do we still have him somewhere? Monica? Are you all right?
Caleb, I don't know what you're so worried about. Your parents are wonderful, and so are Tiffany and Maya. It was great. Thank you.
Yeah.
We're here already?
Let me walk you to the door.
Are you all right? You're really quiet.
Yeah, I'm fine. You're right. Tonight was just about perfect. I've never seen my family like that. And some of those movies I've never seen before.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah. This was good, Carrie. Better than I'd imagined, actually. I think it may have been good for all of us.
God knows our needs and the desires of our hearts even better than we do.
I understand that now. A lot better. I've been praying about this and you and us since the day I met you.
Me too, Caleb. I've been praying for you and all these things about your parents and your family and us.
Carrie, if I've been praying, and you've been praying, and we've been together for almost a year now, do you think...
We could pray together?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'd like that.
Dear God, you are so good. You are so amazing. Thank you for everything you're doing, and for everything you have done. Tonight was awesome. Better than I believed could happen. I can see you doing things and working, and... God, I just want to pray right now for my family. Especially Mom and Tiffany. Please, just keep drawing them closer and closer to yourself so that they can have a relationship with you. And I pray for Carrie and me. We don't know what's next, God, but we both want you to be first. Help us as we try to figure this all out. Keep us on your path, and God, whatever happens, we trust in you.
Wow, it's great that Caleb and Carrie are putting their relationship in good hands. It's so easy to take things like relationships between boyfriends and girlfriends and make them about the other person instead of about the one who's the author of relationships, Jesus. What's funny is that our interactions with others are never as good unless we're totally giving them over to the Lord. And then He'll help other things fall into place when we do that. That's probably what helped the Richter family's time together be so much fun. Both Carrie and Caleb were praying about it, and because God cares about them so deeply, He helped to put the pieces of that family together, at least for that evening. What I am sad about is that Monica's life growing up seemed really difficult. Hearing her story makes me feel for her and understand her situation a little bit more. You know what I hope for? I hope that one day Monica would come to know Jesus' love in a real way, so she could experience healing in her own heart and in her relationship with others too. After listening today, I hope that day comes soon. And I hope that for you too. If you've never had a relationship with Jesus and would like to know Him and experience His healing in your life, talk to your parents or talk to your pastor about it. Or try this. Get your parents' permission and then call our friends at 1-888-NEED-HIM. They would be happy to talk to you about whatever you're going through and how Jesus can really help. Today's episode, Something Old, Something New, was a production of CBH Ministries, a listener-supported ministry. It was written by Lori Twitchell and directed by Steve Odell. Roy Wallace was the recording engineer, with post-production by Cal Olson and additional recording by Rob Gunling. Music was provided by John Campbell. Terry Ritchie is the executive producer. And I'm Zach, inviting you back next time when we'll take another walk down Gilead Lane.